This is VOA News. For your remote, I'm Joe Palca. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed, and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. It was an honest mistake that happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and approval process. That, according to Dr. Jay Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases. This comes as Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson is announcing new restrictions on social interaction today as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. The announcement comes a day after the government's top scientific and medical advisors said virus infections were doubling every 7 days and could rise to 49,000 a day by mid-October if nothing is done to stem the tide. There are now more than 964,000 deaths globally. White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccine. Jackie Quinn reports.
With the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to validate the safety of any vaccines that are released.